idea.
Nice, cool.
That's awesome. And how did you land the position at the Post?
Man, that's a good question. Yeah, most people, you know, ask, like, how do you get to this point? How do you get there? And, I mean, there's no set formula.
Yeah.
The short answer to your question is it was kind of like, I don't want to say forced upon me, but basically, right before here, I was at ESPN doing mostly high school sports, and then they decided to stop it. So essentially I got laid off. So I had to find a new job, and you know, at that point you're just sending your stuff everywhere, and it's a good lesson, good wake up call, because you know, you figure if you're at ESPN, you're kind of in a good spot.
I didn't realize they stopped covering high school sports.
Yeah, I mean, they still do, because obviously they still televise games. Yeah. What that department was specifically was this magazine called ESPN High School, where
right,
it'd be localized. Like, they had one here in DC, they had one in Texas, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know the exact reasoning, but you know, people are cutting, things happen. So, nothing personal, but you do. I mean, I'm married, I've got a daughter now. You got to pay the bills, you got to, you know, support the family. So, awesome. Yeah, I was just sending myself everywhere, and it just so happened the Washington Post sports editor responded, and I think it helped a little bit, because I've been blessed to get to know Mike Wilbon and
love that
connection.
Love his voice. Yeah,
he's a great dude. That connection probably helped some as far as like putting my name in that stack of stuff that they all get. And it wasn't a position that was advertised. It was just, again, I was looking for something, and one thing led to another. And growing up in the area, being back here, it's cool.
That's awesome. And speaking of Michael Wilbon, his co-host, actually Tony Kornheiser, is actually a DMV local.
Yeah.
And do you know him on a like personal level?
No,
him,
I mean, I've
talked to him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because I've gone to the PTI studio a few times to talk with Mike, and you know, in passing, I'll talk to Kornheiser. But yeah, he's really talented too.
Yeah, I listen to his radio show every morning. Mm-hmm. Entertains me.
Yeah,
he gets me up. he's wired. He wakes up and he's ready to go. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not a morning person. But.
Oh, me neither. I'm a bat. I'm a night person by far. And we know like the life of a sports journalist is really hectic and busy, and like schedules fluctuate and always changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I know maybe every day might be different.
Mm-hmm.
But in a typical day in the life of a sports journalist, take me through that.
That's a good question. I mean, like you said, no 2 days are the same pretty much.
Right.
But generally, nowadays you kind of get up and, you know, after family time, getting everything situated, you kind of look at social media to see what happened. And like we said, I'm kind of a night owl, so.
Right.
Most of what happens, I kind of know before I go to bed, but,
uh-huh.
you know, breaking news happens at any point now because of social media. So you kind of look to kind of catch up on what's going on, look at your email. And then on top of that, there's always stuff that you're, like, working on, like feature stories or
– Right.
And then obviously there's games and things like that. So it's kind of like everything's fluid aside from like every Friday I know I'm going to be covering a game, because that's when, at least on the high school side, most things happen, and most weekends too. But like aside from that, you're on one hand, you've got a lot of freedom and flexibility.
Yeah.
Like I don't go in the office a whole lot, because you're kind of out reporting, out practices and things like that. But on that hand you always have to be organized and kind of self-motivated. But just kind of keeping your ear to the ground, seeing what happens. I mean, a lot of stuff it'll set into motion, like breaking news or whatever happens. But I wish I could answer that directly and say what it is, but kind of just seeing what's out there and reacting, or being ahead of the news is even better if you can break the news and things.
Are you kind of into that, the whole competition thing? Because I know with a lot of people in sports media, they want to be the one to make the first like breaking news headline for like a story that comes out.
I mean,
out,
of course you always want to break news if you can.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little bit different in the sense, like, I'm not the type, not that I say I never would, but I'm not the type to like run after somebody down a street just to get some news. Like, that's just not my style. But you do have to be aggressive. You know, it's all about building relationships and sources. But I would say, I think too much emphasis sometimes is placed on being first, especially in social media, because a lot of times you see people get it wrong because they just want to tweet it first. Like, so even if I hear something, depending on the circumstances, I'll try to have a second person confirm it unless I get it directly from that person.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is, after you break that news, usually on social media, then the next step is you got to write the story. And that's when you really flesh out. That's where the eyes are going to be, because...